You're listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast, episode 3. Today we're talking with Shauna Turner about guidelines for using blue and green acid stain colors on outdoor projects. So let's get started. Hey everybody, Amy Nolan here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Hi Shauna, thanks for being here. Our acid stain product page and how-to information recommends against using blue and green acid stain or deco gel acid stain outside. Could you explain that to our listeners? And also, what projects would you avoid?
It's true that our acid stain and deco gel product pages and how-to information recommend against using the blue and green colors for outdoor projects. And there is a very good reason for that. Each of the blue and green colors, which would include avocado, shifting sand, seagrass, and azure blue, contain copper. And just like the copper that you see on the roofs of buildings, the color will patina in the presence of water after the initial application. So the color would turn kind of a brown or bronze color over time if water infiltrates the sealer. And on many projects, that wouldn't be altogether attractive. So it's important to keep in mind when making a decision about the colors you'll use outdoors. Now, there are projects that you can use a blue or green acid stain on outside, but there are a few that you definitely would not want to use those colors. For example, a pool deck or a fountain would be a poor choice for a blue or green color. The reason being is that they are commonly submerged underwater, particularly in the case of a fountain, and often the case with a pool deck. So the chances of a patina occurring in those instances would be higher than other projects, say a covered patio. Often customers will use the blue or green stain on a patio project or something similar to that as an accent color. So predominantly you would choose, say, a cola or an English red or even a coffee brown, but just a highlight of the blue or green colors might be used just to lift the overall pattern and give it some interest. Now, you do have a special requirement for sealing that patio or sealing anything where you might use just a hint of the blue or green outside. It's important that you maintain your sealer, and if you're using an acrylic, for example, you would apply the acrylic sealer once every 2 to 3 years, or if you're in a great deal of sun or some damage occurs, you may want to touch it up more frequently than that. As long as you keep the sealer in good condition, there will be no color change occurring. That's really the key to success if using the blue or green acid stains outside as an accent color.
What advice would you give for keeping outdoor projects looking great over time?
I think the advice I would give would be making the right sealer choice from the very beginning, based on what the project is. Again, returning to our example of a water fountain, I would not use an acrylic sealer on a water fountain. The main reason for why I would choose something else is because acrylic sealers form a membrane on the surface of the concrete as water flows over it and flows over it, and the sun begins to break down that acrylic. Water will get under the acrylic, it will turn it milky, and it will cause damage to the sealer, and that is undesirable and not very attractive. So you want to use a sealer that penetrates down into the pores of the concrete and doesn't form that membrane on the surface. And that sealer would be the penetrating lithium sealer that we offer for both floors and concrete decor. It's a great sealer, it's inexpensive in the small quantities that you would require for a fountain, and you never have to return and reseal. So in that case, that's how you keep that project looking good over a long period of time. Now, a driveway, a garage, a patio, these projects, you need to think about how they're going to be used and how easy it will be for you to come back and reseal them in the future. I often recommend for all of these projects the product that we offer on our concrete sealers page called Sprayable Satin Finish Sealer. And I like that sealer for two very important reasons. First, it's a satin gloss product, so it's not going to be dangerous or slippery when wet. And that's very important on a driveway, on a garage, and on a patio where they're going to be wet periodically. So for safety, sprayable satin finish. And the second reason that I prefer this sealer is because it's very easy to repair if damaged, and it's easy to reseal when the time comes, 2 to 3 years after the initial application. So if you're on a driveway or a garage surface, this is a place where spills will happen, where damage is likely to occur. So if it should happen, and I hope it doesn't, but if it should, you can easily go to the area after cleaning it with the appropriate cleanser and reseal the floor or driveway, as the case may be, using just a small amount of the sprayable satin finish. You don't have to sand, you don't have to strip, you just apply and repair, and it looks just like it did before, as if nothing happened. And the same is true with the resealing. Clean the surface, you might power wash it if you feel it's necessary. Once it's dry, you load up your fence and deck sprayer with the sprayable satin finish sealer, and you spray down a coat. And again, it looks just as it did before. So it's a wonderful choice for outdoor projects of any kind, especially the ones that I've mentioned. And it's a wonderful sealer that's easy for you to apply and reapply, which is very important when you think of the long-term viability of a decorative concrete project.
Thank you so much, Shauna. The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.